I'm Julie Walker, AP News Minute. U.S. stocks are higher in early trading.
I'm Alex Vega, and this is Markets in a Minute. U.S. stocks are ticking higher after the U.S. Treasury Department said it may buy more U.S. government bonds. Strong earnings reports from Estee Lauder and other U.S. companies are also helping support the stock market. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. It's on track for its first gain in 4 days after setting an all-time high last week. The Dow rose 254 points, or 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market.
President Trump delaying the 50% U.S. tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian imports. The country's reaching a deal less than 2 hours before those sanctions were to go into effect. Amazon set to expand drone delivery of lightweight packages to 500 U.S. cities. I'm Julie Walker.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.